Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Yes, happy Martin Luther King Day celebration day. That's right, this is Monday, January 19th. And depending on where you are, well, some places it may not quite be the 19th yet, and some places they're well into their day. But right here, where we are on the East Coast, here in our virtual studio, New Jersey, and good morning and a shout-out to you, Morning Motivation, right here on the Coach Lalisa Show, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We are here to motivate your mornings, to get you started on your work day, your school day, your church day, or whatever day it is for you. We want to be a part of that, and we want to welcome you. Now, I just wanted to reiterate that some people had tuned in Friday, and Friday we were giving away a copy of our book, the book that I wrote, which is entitled Create Your Financial Success. Now, that that book will absolutely change your life for those of you who haven't gotten your copy yet. But we did give away 3 copies on Friday, so those 3 people, you know who you are. By the way, on Facebook, we have a group page on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com and you type in the words the coach, now if you put in the coach, normally if you put in Coach Lalisa, you'll get my page. However, if you go to the Coach Lalisa Show, that's our group page, and so far we have some members there in the page, and so our membership is growing. So thank you. We're excited about that. So we thank those who have joined and those who will join. Thank you, thank you. You know, it's pretty easy to set up a group page on Facebook if you have some specific group where you would like to, that you would like to gather people, or, you know, from different places around the country and around the world. Also, and there we'll update you and put some things there that should be able to help you in your life and in your journey. Also on Facebook, there is an events page. There's an events page, and it is, I see some of my friends have events on today. On the event page, there's also the Coach Lalisa Show. There, that is growing as well. So we're excited about that. Wow. So we're up to 21 guests who've said they're going. We've invited a few hundred. So certainly feel free to invite people or let people know and come, and I'll let them join in the group. So there we also put information for our listeners. So we thank you and we appreciate you so much for listening. We open up the show each morning with just a little bit of McFadden and Whitehead, and Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And so I love that song. I've loved that song ever since I heard it. The very first time I heard that song over 30 years ago, I fell in love with it, and I've been in love with that song ever since. It's been a motivating factor for me. It's been a song that has certainly driven me to want to be better. I love in the song where it says, we're leaving negative people way behind. So if you got your activity sheets, get those out. Some of you are able to go online and download. It's an easy download. You don't have to give me an email address or anything like that. You just can go and download. I want people to have the worksheet. For each show, I put a worksheet out there. You can get the worksheet online at activitysheets.coachlalisashow. And I dropped the for the purpose of the website just to make it a little bit shorter. But if you lock it in to one of your favorites on your computer or wherever, you won't have to type that in every time. So it is rather long, but I wanted the search engines to be able to pick it up. So it's activity sheets with an S dot Coach Lalisa show.com. If you go there, and you can get the activity sheet for today's show. So today's topic, the topic for the show today, is failure. Get ready for the big payback. Now, I don't know about you, but I got excited just putting that topic out there. To think about, I have an opportunity. You know, I wasn't much of a fighter growing up. And some people would probably say I'm not much of a fighter today. But I finally learned that it was okay because I could let the Lord fight my battles. And too bad nobody told me that when I was a kid. But I think innately I knew it. I knew it, so that didn't bother me too much that I wasn't this fighter per se, because there were things that I did fight for. So, but, you know, to knock somebody out, you know, that was the goal. That's what people enjoy, knocking people out. And, you know, we know there was a sport that had gotten really big, boxing, where you knock someone out, and they would call it a TKO. Going to knock someone out, right? A technical knockout, a TKO. And this is what we're talking about with failure. Well, we want to issue today a TKO on failure. We want to knock failure out, right? And we want to take failure and we want to just kick it out of our lives, and every time it shows up. So that's why I wanted to talk about this show today, because we want to, every time failure shows up, you know, we want to put on our boxing gloves, not our running shoes. You know, when I was a kid, I used to run away from them bullies, you know, and failure is like a bully to some people. And so we want to teach people how to stand up to failure and how to knock it out. That's right. You go boop, boop. One of my motivational friends, he built a whole motivational program on this theory of knockout. That's right. We're knocking out failure. We're going to just knock it flat on its back. Just pretend that you're in the ring. And I know my friend Coach Serena, right now she's doing a lot of work with some of the principles that Muhammad Ali has espoused over the years, and some things that she's doing. And I think of it, just think about it, that you're in the ring. When failure comes along, you just put on your Muhammad Ali cap and you just, I'm knocking you out, failure. Boop, boop. So I want to talk about today three ways to just knock failure flat on its back. So that's why you need the activity sheets, because you're going to fill that in. I'm going to give you three ways to knock failure flat on its back. And then I'm going to talk about the big payback. Here we come. We're coming back, and we're coming back bigger, and we're coming back better, and we're going to make sure that failure doesn't mess with us again. And then we're going to talk about what is fear. What is fear? Because for a lot of people, fear and failure go together. A lot of people, when they start failing, they start getting fearful, or when people are fearful, they just feel like failing. So we're going to talk about what is fear. That's a mystery to a lot of people, and they're not quite sure what to do with fear. But I got these this activity sheet there for you. You can print it out, you can fill it out, and then you can hold on to it. And by the way, you know, welcome to those who, I know some people want to tune into the chat room, so let me go ahead on and open up the chat room so that those individuals who would want to participate in the chat room, and to good morning to those who are going to come into the chat room. They couldn't come in. I didn't have it open. But good morning, good morning, good morning. So the chat room is open. I want to let people know, good morning. We're on Facebook. I don't want anybody to miss out on the show this morning. The Coach Lalisa show is on. I want to let them know that they can tune in. But think about it. What failure has been trying to make you think that you are a loser? What failure is trying to make you think that you are a loser? Okay? on. Yes, the show is on now. It's live. And I want people to know that they can tune in. Call in. 347-945-7991. And if you don't want to call in to the show, then you can call in to the show. Good morning to you. Yeah, failure. What failure is in your life that has you thinking that it's over, that it's too late? Let me give you some examples that people come to me and talk to me about. Some people in the job market, and I know I thought this as well, they think that it's too late for them to get a job because of their age, maybe. Maybe their age, they're beyond 50. You know, when we turn 50, we put ourselves in the grave a lot of times, you know. We're ready for the rocking chair. Those people, when they turn 50, it's all over. It's like, you know, 50? What? 50? Somebody said life begins at 40. So if life begins at 40 and you're only 50, you're only 10 years old. You should have a mindset that, oh, boy, I haven't even thought about living half my life yet. And so that's one area of failure that people oftentimes need to issue a knockout. And then there's the relationship failure. Oh, that's a big one right there now. I know I just hit on something real big. We don't have enough time, not only in the show, we don't have enough time in the year to really deal with relationship failure. So there's the job failure, right? And then there's the career failure. Yeah. There are some people who feel like it's too late for me to go into that career. Let's just say someone was thinking about becoming a lawyer. Or maybe when they were younger, they wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer. And then things happened, they didn't get an opportunity to pursue that journey. And now that they're 50 and they're 60s, and if someone was to ask them what they really wanted deep in their heart, and then somehow it would come out, a particular career, they would say, no, I'm too old for that. So that's a career. That's a little bit different from a job. Job is something that you just want to go out and get immediately and to have an income coming in. Whereas a career, you're going to spend time in education or some type of training or development that may take a while. Sometimes job and career is interchangeable. Yes, but in this sense, we're talking about it's a separate thing. So there's these areas of failure that have many people knocked on their backs. In other words, failure has done the knockout as opposed to us paying failure back. So in this show today, I'm talking about how to get back up. Yeah, there's a lot of backs. There's being knocked flat on our backs. There's us knocking failure on its back. And then there's people getting back up. But this time when we get up, we're not going back down. See, now we're going in for the win, all right? Or we're going in for the win. We're not going back down. We're up to stay. We're not going back down. Oh, that's right. Yes, that's it right there. We're not going back down. We're done with that. We're over that. We've gotten our, chips and our bag, all that in the bag of chips. We've done that, and we're moving on. As I heard a pastor say some years ago, we've been there, done that, moving on. We're not going back down that road. But in order to not go down that road again, we need to know how to not go down that road. And that's what we're here to teach you. That's one of the reasons I am driven to get up Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., a whole hour before I have to get ready for my career job. But some people say, well, why do you do it, Coach Lisa? Why do you get up every morning and do this? Because I'm driven, because I want to share with people some steps, some tools that you can put into action. You know, not just tell you what to do, but also tell you how to get it done. And that's what we're talking about, the big payback. is going to tell you how to get it done. So now that you got your worksheet and you're ready, this rock and roll, good morning. And again, I do apologize for those people who didn't get your book from Friday, but I've already, if you were the first, one of the first three callers, I put your name out there on Facebook, and I put it, I believe, in the group page, or on the site, on the show page. So there's an event page for the show, and then there's a group page for the show. Now, they are different, so make sure that you're a part of both. So all you have to do for the event page is to say you're going, and then you're locked in, because that's the same group every day. I just go in and change the date so we can keep the consistency of the group members. Now, on the group page, now that's something a little bit different. There, you come into the group, and it's not the show page, but it's a group of people who watch the show. The event page is all about the show, the topic, and things like that. But on the group page, it's a group of us who listen to the show. And then we'll see at the end of the year how it has grown. People who know me know that I love growing things. I probably should have been a farmer or something like that. I don't know. But I love growing things. I absolutely love starting from scratch. That's my nature. I don't know if it came from growing up very poor, not having much, but I better get on for the show is over. So let's get to these three ways to not fail you flat on its back. So whether it's failure in the top three, which is career, relationship, and job, those are the top three. And when I say relationship, I'm talking about that love. That love, you know, issue. A lot of people want to be in love, but it keeps coming up a failure. It doesn't quite work out. Now, of course, we could throw some other failures in there, but those are the top three that I know of: career, relationship, and or job. So, three ways that we're gonna get rid of failure for once and for all. And the number one thing that we're going to do in order to knock failure flat on its back is to build up our self-esteem. That's number one. Yeah, because people don't realize that failure will attack our self-esteem. That's what happens. It finds a way to make us feel that we're not good enough. It has a way to make us feel that it's not our kind. Yes, we have to build up our self-esteem, and we can do that through the Word of God that teaches us that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, the Word of God teaches us that we are the apple of His eye, and that we are special and unique, and we were created in His image. And so we have many, 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 many accounts from the Word of God for us to realize and not to allow our self-esteem to be under attack. Okay? So three ways to not fail. And if you build up your self-esteem, let me tell you, you will send failure packing. That failure, get up and run out the door. Now, I know a lot of people sometimes don't even feel like they have a problem with self-esteem. But if you have a problem with failure, you have a problem with self-esteem. So just keep that in mind. And again, good morning and welcome to the show today. Our topic today, failure. Get ready for the big payback. That's right. I got that title from a song that somebody sang years ago about getting ready for the big payback. I don't know if it was James Brown or somebody. So I kind of took a spin off of that. I said, we need to tell failure that. Failure, get out of here. You know, we ain't scared of you. Kick rocks. That's right. You got to talk back to failure. Because, hey, it's tied into fear. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so failure. Get ready. Get ready for the big payback. We're going to knock you out. We're going to knock out that failure, those thoughts, those negative thoughts. So talking here about giving you three ways to not fail you. Flat on his back. And the first way to do that is to build up your self-esteem. Now, the second way to not fail your flat on his back is to invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. When you invest in other words, invest in your strengths. There are things that you are naturally good at. There are things that you know how to do very well. And I want you, for the next, 30, 60 days or so, I want you to build on the things that you are good at doing. If you're a writer, I want you to start writing or to write more. If you sing, I want you to begin to sing. I want you to look into singing, possibly even produce a song. Write in your comfort of your own home. I want you to begin to build on your strength. If you are good at management and administration, begin to start using that gift. And the minute you do that, the minute you begin to build on your strength, the things that you are good at, don't focus on your weaknesses, because what you focus on, you just make it bigger. If you start focusing on your weaknesses, they're only going to enlarge. They're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So the second way is to focus on strength and to build up your strength. We're talking here about three ways to not fail your flat on its back. That's to get rid of it. So the first way, we said, to build self-esteem. The second way is to focus on your strength. And the third way to totally knock failure out, to get rid of it. This is going to get rid of failure. And what you're going to do in this case is you're going to stop any negative or failure self-talk. That's right. You have to stop all negative self-talk. Any kind of negative self-talk that you are doing to yourself. So in order to do that, though, you have to pay attention. You have to listen to what you're saying to you. Now, in order to do that, you have to spend some time alone by yourself. It could be an hour a day, one day a week, 1 week a month, whatever your schedule permits. You have to spend some time by yourself. It could be 5 minutes, an hour, and listen to what your brain is saying. That's right. Listen to what your brain is saying and write it down. The best way to be able to really visualize it and see it so that you can change it. Remember, Coach Elisa Show, we're here to tell you how to do it as well, not just what to do. So we told you how to build that self-esteem, how to build those strengths, and then cut out the negative self-talk, all right? And then how to do that. So you write it down, and once you write it down, it'll be so much easier for you to handle once you write it down. Now, I got three simple things for the B-I-G and the big payback. Three simple things in the B-I-G. This is the big payback. The big payback. What you can do in order to pay back failure, number one, you got to believe. The B is for believe. You must believe that you have the winning punch. Oh, that's right. You got to believe and know in your heart that you are victorious, that you got the winning punch, and that you can knock out failure whenever you want. So you got to turn your belief system to understand that you are the victor here. You're the winner. It's like when you watch those wrestling matches or those boxing matches, even some sports, the team goes in believing they're a winner. usually the one who believes that they are a winner is. So right now, if failure is getting the best of you, it's because failure believes it's the winner. Well, you're going to flip that script, and you are going to believe that you are the winner. And here's how you're going to do it. It's the I, the big payback. It's with information. That's what you. That's how you're going to do it. I know you were looking for some big supernatural thing. No, it's very simple. The Word of God tells us, be transformed by the renewing of the mind. So what does that mean? That means you're going to take some information. You're going to internalize it. You're going to feed yourself with positive information. Now, some people use affirmations. Some people use meditation. They use meditation. Some people use prayer. It doesn't matter. But whatever you use, let it be something that will fulfill God's purpose, plan, and destiny in your life. So I'm talking now. I'm on the big, B-I-G. I know we're going to go a few minutes over. And so those who are on the phone line, you can still hear. Those who are not, you can still hear because I think they give us a few more minutes. But the big payback. So the B is for your belief. You got to believe that you are victorious. You know, according to Scripture, you are. He said he always causes us to triumph in everything. So guess what? You are. He says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And there be more with us than with them. So you already are victorious. And you got to feed yourself the information that backs that belief up. If that's what it takes, the I is for feed yourself the information that backs up the belief that you are victorious. You can't just walk away from here because Coach Lalisa told you that you're victorious and think that that's going to work. It can work to some degree, but over time, you need to back it up. So you're going to back it up with the information. I get my information from Scripture. I also get it from others who also are speaking powerful about being successful, about being victorious, about winning at life. You can win, but not until you knock failure out. As long as you let failure reign and rule in your life, you will never be victorious. You have to get rid of failure. Now remember, that's very, very important. So we got the three ways to knock failure flat on its back, and we said that was to build self-esteem, to develop our strengths and pour into those, and to cut back on the negative self-talk, those words that go around in our head. And we said we're going to do that by listening to ourselves. Then we said the big payback. These are the points that are on your activity sheet. The B, we said, was that you have to believe. And then you have to believe that you're victorious. We said the I was with the information. And then we said the G. Oh, we didn't get to the G yet. Oh, the G is that. It's for gratefulness. Yep, that's right. You have to be grateful. You have to give thanks unto God who always causes us to triumph. When you are grateful, listen, do you know, remember David? David would fight lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah, David was a mighty warrior. And you know what he was? And he was grateful. You know, I wanted to say give thanks, but there's no T in the word big. So I couldn't say that. I couldn't use thanks. So I said, you know, give, be grateful, B-I-G. So have your beliefs, feed ourselves with information, and be grateful for whatever we have. Because failure tries to make us think we don't have anything. But we do. You already have everything. What are you talking about? You got everything. It's already in you. It's already there. So we have every right. It's your legal right to be grateful for what you have. So I hope you're enjoying the show today. My last point that I wanted to touch on before I will open the phone lines for you, The last point I want to talk on before I also give you some pointers and talk about tomorrow's show, same time tomorrow, is what is fear? What is fear? You know, the Bible told us not to fear. He said, don't fear. We have a reverential fear of God, of course, but we do not have to fear failure. A lot of people have the fear of failure, and that's a whole other show, and some people have the fear of success. But I just wanted to throw that out there. What is fear? Now, one of the things that fear is, we're just going to simplify it and use the acronym. It's something very simple that's easy to understand. Fear, the acronym stands for false evidence appearing real. Yeah, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. So fear and failure, as failure is similar to fear in that, because even when we fail, okay, lose a job, lose a relationship, you know, fail at some project we're working on, well, all we have to do is get back up, get back in the ring, because remember, you must remember, you have the winning punch. That's right. You, in your own hand, look at your hands, look at them. And of course, if you're driving, don't take your hands off the wheel to do this, but you have the winning punch. You've got the knockout punch. All you got to do is use it. All you have to do is use it. So today, that's what our goal here today was, so that you could let failure know. Oh, when failure shows up, say, failure, oh, I'm glad you're here. Now get ready for the big payback. No matter how far you've fallen, no matter how bad it's gotten, guess what? It's time to get back up. It's time to knock failure out. It's time to put failure back in its place. It's time to pay back. And you may have failed at something years ago. It's time to pay back. I know for like myself, I give you an example, a quick personal example. When I dropped out of high school, that was a big failure for me. And I paid failure back big, using these same tools right here, believing that I could do something, and then filling my mind and heart with information and being grateful to how far I had come. I used these same things. I had to build up my self-esteem, because from dropping out of high school and going so long, it had you know, dwindled my self-esteem. And I had to build on my strengths. I, too, had to get rid of the negative self-talk that I wasn't smart enough, or that I wasn't able to do school and complete something. Oh, yeah, I beat myself up with the negative self-talk, and then I went back to school. So I issued failure, the big payback, baby. I went back to school and said, come on, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, PhD, yeah, I want you to. I say, give failure the big payback, knock it out, wherever you fail. Relationships, oh, yeah, I had some failures there, too. This relationship didn't work. The one that didn't work at 16, the one I had at 18 failed. The one I had at 23, that failed. The one that was a horrible one. That was abuse and a bunch of other stuff. All the relationships I had, failure after failure after failure. But then what happened? All then came the knockout punch. Because, you see, you have the winning punch. So I got married. March, I'm celebrating 25 years. That's the big payback on failure. So I'm telling you, you know, nowhere in life you should have to settle for failure. I thought I was a failure. Well, I didn't think this, but there are people in society that think it. But I never thought it, but some others do. I never had children of my own, not biologically. Some people think you're a failure if you don't, you know, if you don't do that. And that's fine. That's people's thoughts. I don't mind. But I never thought that, and quite frankly, and sometimes I look at some of these kids, and I was very happy. But nonetheless, kids are wonderful. And so I never had any. And so I could have been a failure in that sense. But guess what? The big payback. Married my husband. He has a beautiful daughter. He's my beautiful daughter now, and now I got a beautiful grandson. So, you see, the big payback. See, failure can't win because you have the winning punch. Why do I say that you have the winning punch? Because God is on your side. And get this, listen to this now. There's no failure in God. None. None. Oh, no, there's not. The Word of God says that He cannot fail. He is not a failure. He cannot fail. There is no failure in God. He can do everything but fail. As a matter of fact, he can do everything but fail. And he can do the impossible. All right? And with him, all things are possible. So therefore, you got God. Hey, you got the, I'm telling you, not only do you have the winning punch, you are the winning punch. You're the knockout. So all you got to do is get up and get to moving. So that's all we have time for today. So don't forget, tomorrow, I've already posted on our group page. I've already posted on the group page or on one of those pages what the show is about for tomorrow. So make sure you go and you tune in and get ready for that. Also, I want to let you know that today, if you're in the Newark, New Jersey area, please come down to Metropolitan Baptist Church. I will be doing a workshop there on marketing. Marketing secrets simplified. I'm going to be simplifying some marketing secrets, how you can market your business, and the different types of businesses that you can market, which businesses are easier to market and why. So I'll be doing that. Also, I have a free webinar that you can sign up for. I'll put the link on Facebook, so definitely get in that group. Sometime today I'm doing a free webinar on marketing. I'm going to be giving out some five tips that will help you double the size of your customer base in 90 days or less. Yes, how you can be a marketing success. I tell you, this will absolutely work. So if you want to put more customers into your business, whatever business that you have, I'm going to give you some tips that you'll absolutely see results in 90 days or less. You'll have more customers than you have right now. So, with that being said, I know I said a lot. We only have about 2 minutes left to Blog Talk time. So, boy, I didn't know I could talk that fast. My mom told me I could, though. One time she heard me speak, and she was like, she couldn't believe I had said all that in that short time. But if you have a burning question or comment, please, you can hit your number one key. I'll let you speak. And don't forget, for those of you who didn't get your book, I put a link on the event page for those of you who didn't get to download your ebook yesterday. But you hurry up and do it, because I'm gonna shut that down, because I don't give those books away. But I gave it away on Friday. So for those of you who were the first, and just in case you weren't the first three, just because you heard the show today, you'll get it. But I'm only going to leave that site open for, you know, I said I was going to shut it down 7 a.m. this morning. So people should have already gone to download it. But if you, even if you weren't the first three and you want to go get your copy, go get your copy of that book, Create Your Financial Success. That is my absolute number one best-selling book right now outside of Release Your Power. Even if you're interested in that one as well, please let me know. So I appreciate you so much. I'm glad you tuned in. Don't forget, tomorrow, I was trying my best to get you the topic for tomorrow's show. I've already put it in to the studio, so the show is created. I was trying to get you the episode there, and I hope that after getting the episode, I don't think it'll take me off. But I just wanted to give you the title for the show tomorrow, so you can get ready for the, oh yes, oh wow, that's my favorite topic to talk about. It is, the topic for tomorrow is the ultimate passion message. Oh yes, that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Yay, the ultimate passion. And I'm so glad that you tuned in today. So glad you were able to catch this show. Please, 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 please go to, on Facebook, you can hashtag the Coach Lalisa Show, and you can make a comment. Please share this show with your friends, with your family. We want to motivate the masses. You know, people need to be motivated today. As a matter of fact, I'm launching my new, I got so many websites, I can't keep up. But websites are like, I don't know, they're like babies for me, I guess. I love a new one. After a while, I get bored with them. So I guess I figure if I get bored, so do other people. But I still have, I have all my websites, but they all do something a little bit different. But this latest one, the latest website that I have. It's my absolute passion. Oh my God, if there was ever a passion, this is it for me. But you got to tune into the show tomorrow to hear all about it. So tomorrow I'm going to be on point with the ultimate passion podcast.